Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, my name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Saturday, November 17th, 2012. I hope you're having a great day. Join us in the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Jim Brickman's name, and that should bring you into the chat room. Please give us a call at 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485 if you would like to speak to Jim. I have been a fan of pianist Jim Brickman since winning two of his CDs in 1995. Since the release of his debut album, No Words, in 94, Jim Brickman's romantic piano sound has made him the best-selling solo pianist of our time. His new CD is called Believe. Jim Brickman, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I am well. I'm very well, thank you. And I just want to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. I attended the Las Vegas concert here a few nights ago, and it was really, 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 really good.
Oh, thank you so much. We had a wonderful time the other night.
I really enjoyed that concert. You guys were very fun and very entertaining, and you have such a great sense of humor. You made us all laugh the entire time.
Well, I always think that a live experience, like any event, should have all kinds of emotional connection, whether it's laughter, whether it's, you know, beauty of the music or comfort or romance or any of the things that I think a great concert should be, but also a great theatrical experience.
I agree. Jim is currently touring the country on his A Winter's Night tour. And as I said, I got the chance to see him for the very first time at the Smith Center. And that was my first time at the Smith Center as well.
Oh, what a beautiful place that was.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. But you almost didn't make it to Vegas. Would you share that story?
Well, so you were there that night in Las Vegas, so you know I almost didn't make it there.
Yeah.
I got called to jury duty, so.
And you had to talk your way out of it with the judge.
I
had to
talk my way out of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was funny. All right, let me welcome to the chat room.
Leave it to Ann Cochran to bring that up.
Yeah. Let me welcome to the chat room Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe. We also have a guest joining us. Welcome to the show. I would like to read off some of Jim's recognition and achievements over his time in the business. He has over 7 million records sold, 6 gold and platinum albums, 30 charted adult radio hits, 2 Grammy nominations. He's tied for most number one albums on Billboard's New Age chart. He currently holds 4 of its top 10 spots. He's received top honors with 2 CSAC Songwriter of the Year awards, received a Canadian Country Music Award, and received a Dove Award presented by the Gospel Music Association. Congratulations to you on all of that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was waiting for you to say a partridge in a pear tree after that.
And you know what? Also, you mentioned during the concert that, you know, your goal was to become, what was it, America's most?
America's romantic piano sensation.
Yes. That you are.
Self-proclaimed, obviously.
Yes, that's okay. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so tell us about Believe, the new CD.
Well, the brand new album, Believe, it just came out at Target stores. It's an exclusive at Target. And it really features a lot of very hopeful melodies, some romance to it, also really inspired. You know, I feel like music, especially in the world today and at this time of year, is about creating spirit in music that is hopeful and positive, and the message. I feel like that's a lot of the role that I think my music plays. And people come back to me and they'll share the idea that they use the music in all kinds of different ways, whether it's to comfort or to heal or to romance or for a dinner party or for a bubble bath or any of the things that people use my music for. And I like that because to me that means that it's a backdrop and kind of a soundtrack to things that might be doing in life, you know.
Joe in Germany says that your music is very well known there, and there's a big radio station plays it a lot.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. I didn't know that. You know, we tour internationally, but I've never had a chance to play Germany, so I would love to hear all about it. I'd love to come there and play.
Oh, good. Now, I want to share with the listeners how I won two of your CDs. In 1995, I was living in California, planning a move to Atlanta, and the local radio station was giving away $500. And so I entered, and the next day they called my name. So I won the money and about 10 CDs, and the No Words and By Heart CD was in those CDs, and that's how I have been a fan of your music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Money.
Yes, it helped. I put it in my savings account for my move to Atlanta, so it helped a lot.
That's great.
Helped a lot. Yes, it was really nice. So now, can we just talk a little bit about the concert? Because you had with you Tracy Silverman and Ann Cochran and Kyle
McMaster.
Thank you. One of the things that really was a highlight for me was Tracy's solo, where he was recording and playing back the music at the same time.
Yes, Tracy is a consummate violinist, both in the classical sense and in the contemporary sense as well. He is. He's really a virtuoso. He's you know, genius level when it comes to his musicianship. And what he does in the concert is he uses a loop sampler where he can record live what he's playing and then layer over on top of that. It's a really incredible thing to see.
Oh, I thought he was playing to a track. And for those of us in the audience that saw that for the very first time, I can feel how we were like, how is he doing that? And it wasn't until like the third or fourth play then I realized, oh, okay, he's recording and then he's playing it back and he's playing another passage all at the same time. It was really nice.
It is. It's unique. And that's what I love about the live experience. I always want people to come if they're fans, you know, there's curiosity about what the live experience to come to my concerts would be. And I always think that it's important to exceed expectations in a live performance, to have things that you wouldn't expect to see, to have moments that are, you know, that are unexpected, the humor, some of the certainly what Tracy does, a lot of the compliment of the guests that I have, to me, it makes for a very entertaining evening of a lot of variety in music, but also a lighthearted sense that is more of an escape for people and less of a traditional concert experience.
I've never seen that before. That was really interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, Joe in Germany says the radio station is called Classic Radio, and that's with the K, K-L-A-S-S-I-K Radio in Germany.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, why did you decide to become a solo pianist?
Well, you know, I don't think of myself as a singer. And so as a songwriter, if you want to convey the music and you're not a singer, what comes most naturally to me is solo piano. And I've always been that way. I've always played most of the songs that I write on the piano. And so a lot of the songs that have vocals in them are, you know, I write as well, but a lot of times they're collaborations with other really gifted songwriters where we, you know, work on music and lyrics together. And so it evolved that way. But really, stylistically, what comes most naturally to me is solo piano. And I think that what's important about that is that you really have to go with what suits you and what comes most naturally to you, because that's the thing that will make you most successful. Instead of trying to be something you're not.
Right.
So I added singing along the way, but only when I established the fact that at the core I'm a pianist.
Okay, got it. All right. All right, let me welcome my enjoyable other and another guest to the chat room. Welcome to the show. I'm going to get into some music, and I'm going to start, Jim, with the first song, Sunshine in the Rain. Tell me about this one.
Well, again, I mean, I have a very optimistic viewpoint when it comes to opportunity and what you can accomplish in life. And so to me, that song is really about trying to see the glass half full, I guess.
Okay. All right. This is Sunshine in the Rain from Jim Brickman's new CD, Believe. Beautiful, beautiful music.
Thank you.
Yes, I love your music. All right, Jim from Germany says you should definitely get in touch with Classic Radio if you want to get to Germany. They arrange concert tours called Classic Radio in Concert, and they do a lot of promotion on their nationwide radio station.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you, Joe, for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. Now, you have a cruise coming up. You've written a couple of books. And I definitely want to talk to you about that. So let's start with the cruise.
Yeah, the cruise is something that we do annually. It's a wonderful opportunity to be have a more intimate experience on the concerts at sea. So it's a few hundred. We try to limit it to a few hundred people so that we can really make it as unique and intimate experience as possible. This time we're going to the Caribbean. We've gone to Alaska. We've gone to the west coast of California and down to Mexico, Mexican Riviera, and it's really a lot of fun. It's a very special experience, and a lot of people who join us end up really connecting and meeting other people that they stay friends with beyond the cruises, which is a really nice thing. And it's a lot of fun. We have a good time.
Okay. And when is it?
It's coming up in January, at the end of January 2013. So just, a couple months away.
A month or so away. All right. So for more information on the cruise, go to jimbrickmancruise.com, and you can find out all the information on that. And then your books. Tell us about your books, Simple Things and Love Notes.
Well, most of the things that I choose to do outside of the core of music always have really to do with the music and its point of view. So everything else complements that, whether it's the books or the cruises or the radio show or any of the things that I do. Really, I want to complement the hub, so to speak, and the rest are just spokes from the hub.
Okay. All right.
So it's a point of view. So the books, Simple Things and Love Notes are just in written form what I try to convey through music.
Got it. All right. And you can find that also on Jim's website, jimbrickman.com, CDs as well, all of his music. And you follow him on Twitter at Jim Brickman as well. All right, I'm going to go to the next song, track number 2, The Road Before Us. Tell me about this one.
Well, again, because the album is called Believe, it's inherently about hope and promise. And in order to think about what you're going to do next in life, you have to look ahead. And I'm a big proponent of having a sense of where you're going and goal setting and really thinking about where you want to be. So it's a metaphor really for going forward in your life.
Okay. All right, this is The Road Before Us. Thank you. Ah, beautiful. The Road Before Us. Joe says he loves that solo piano can be so expressive, and I agree 100%. That is really nice.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned your radio show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been hosting a weekly radio show for, I guess, 17 years.
Oh, wow.
It's a weekend show. It's 4 hours on the weekend. It's syndicated. It plays in about 100 stations around the country. And it's my chance to get to interview people that I admire and be on the other side, which is kind of nice. So we play a lot of music, but we also do some lifestyle features and some celebrity interviews and, of course, play a lot of music.
Oh, wow. 17 years. That's a long time. You ought to be in the Radio Hall of Fame by now.
I'm not so sure about that, but I really enjoy doing it. It's nice to, like I said earlier, to complement the core of what you do with things that are just a natural extension and always to be able to do things that you that are always exactly the same thing you do every day. It's nice
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next song I'm going to play is Good Morning Beautiful, but I found a video of you and Wayne Brady doing So
yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I think
beautiful
Wayne
is
such
a common theme.
Yes. I think Wayne Brady is such an underexposed singer.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
is so good, and I was really happy to see you guys working together in that video.
Yeah, that's really that song. You know, it was very popular. It continues to be popular, but mostly like at weddings and. You know, I get a lot from the video because it's on the Cinderella re-release from Disney on their DVD. The music mm-hmm. video is on there, so there's a lot of young people always finding the song because of the movie.
Okay. Now, did Disney put you two together, or was that your doing?
Yeah. Well, I brought him into the project with Disney, and you know, they really supported it. The whole album was with Walt Disney Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a mutual friend who had been producing Wayne, and that's how we met. But it was a wonderful collaboration. He's also in the TV special with me from Disney World.
Okay. Okay.
He was a great
yeah.
version of Bare Necessities in that show that's really good.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a beautiful video of you two together. I was really happy to find that and see that. As I said,
yeah, I have to look at that one again. I haven't seen that in a while. I have to look at it.
Oh, it's really nice. Really nice. And like I said, he's such an underexposed artist. I mean, I guess because his TV work just overpowers his music, you know, and his CD just didn't get a lot of exposure, and so it was good to see that you guys worked together. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good Morning Beautiful. Tell me about this one.
Well, yeah, the video of Good Morning Beautiful is we just shot it, you know, a few months ago, and I hadn't done a music video for a long time. One of the challenges about doing a music video with a song like Good Morning Beautiful is that you have two guys singing a song where I'm not, you know, singing, but Luke McMaster is singing, and we mm-hmm. co-wrote the song together. And so, you know, it put us in a situation where you're going, well, how are you going to shoot a music video where one guy's singing about Good Morning Beautiful? You know, where do you put the other guy? So they put me in the back of a pickup truck is what they decided to do.
Okay.
And so it's actually kind of funny. It's fun. It's sort of, I think of the video as sort of like a Pied Piper, you know, come on and join us, and we're going to sing a happy song. And we kind of pick people up along the way that have a really spirited point of view and creative, and they all come with us to the beach, and then we play a concert on the beach. It's a fun video. You check it out.
Okay. Now, when was Good Morning Beautiful written?
Actually, it was written about a year ago, almost a year ago, in Erie, Pennsylvania. I had met Luke, and he lives in Toronto, Canada. He came down to Erie to see our show last year, our holiday concert, and he came to watch, and he got there early during the day, and so we had some time, and I said, well, we have some time, let's write a song together, and that was what happened. It was we just sort of naturally clicked in our sensibilities of songwriting, which isn't always the case. You know, sometimes you'll write something with somebody, it's good, but it doesn't have something special necessarily about it. But we clicked, especially on this song, and we wrote it that day about a year ago, not really knowing that we would end up being touring together right now and playing the song and having the song be such a big hit on the radio. And so that's really exciting whenever you write something that you really feel strongly about, that you think has great potential, and you hope that other people hear what you hear in the song.
Right.
And so far that's been the case, and I love it. I think it's fresh and bright and happy and contemporary, and I think he sounds amazing on it. And I think that's another quality too, that when the songwriter or the co-writer is singing the song, it comes from a much more of an authentic place than a singer necessarily singing a song they didn't write. It's a nuance thing, but it's I think, you know, it just comes naturally to him. So he plays. Well, you saw it because we played it in the concert the other day.
Yes. Very nice. All right. This is Good Morning Beautiful from Jim Brickman's Believe CD, featuring Luke McMaster on vocals.
At 6, used to be I'd want to call in sick. I always dreaded this time of day, but not anymore, cause of you, smiling you, perfect you. Good morning, beautiful, I know it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. When you're waking up with me, it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. Day. Nothing could take this smile from my face. Whether sunshine or whether the rain, I can weather any weather with you, smiling you, perfect you. Good morning, beautiful. I know it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. When you're waking up with me, it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. But all I need is just to see your face. Where the sunshine or where the rain, I can weather any weather with you, smiling you, perfect you.
Morning Beautiful from Jim Brickman's new CD, Believe. That was Luke McMaster on vocals. Really nice song. Now, unfortunately, Jim had to leave us. He was driving to Modesto to his next concert tonight, and they have just arrived at the venue, so he needed to leave so he can do sound check and get prepared for that tonight. So, again, my thanks to Jim Brickman for joining me and giving me the opportunity to talk to him. You can find his music on his website, jimbrickman.com. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Brickman, and definitely check out the information on the cruise at jimbrickmancruise.com. I'm going to play a couple of more songs from the CD just because I love his music. The next song is called Without You in My Life.
Be winter, but never Christmas. Summer with no 4th of July. A train bound for Paris that passes right on by. Heavy clouds that never rain. Oh, I'd never hear the music when you sing my name. Looking back, that's what it would be like without you in my life. Chocolate cake without the icing. Sleep but never dream. Indigo sky without the starlight shining when you're lying next to me. Just a thought on the tip of my tongue. I try so hard to remember, but the thought just wouldn't come. And looking back, that's what it would be like without you in my life.
Without You in My Life. That is featuring Jim himself on vocals. Beautiful. Again, the name of the CD is called Believe. A couple of things about Jim. He founded his own music advertising company called the Brickman Arrangement. He's written jingles for McDonald's, Pontiac, and Kellogg's. He also debuted at Carnegie Hall and the White House. Again, you can find his music on his website, jimbrickman.com. This next song is the title track, Believe.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful music. That was Thinking of You. And before that was the title track from Jim Brickman's new CD, Believe. You can find this on his website, jimbrickman.com. And check out his touring schedule. His entire touring schedule up through April of next year is on his CD. And I've never seen that before. So you can check that out. Right now, tonight, he'll be playing in Modesto. And tomorrow, he's in Fresno. Then he's off to Grand Rapids on November 23rd. So if you have never seen Jim Brickman live, I highly recommend that you go to one of his concerts. I told him before the show that if I had a bucket list, I could scratch off attending a Jim Brickman concert. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really, really nice. So definitely check him out. If he comes to a city near you, you will not be disappointed. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song, but I want to say goodbye and thank you to those in the chat room, guest 6711, Joe from Germany, and my enjoyable other. Jill, I'm looking forward to your show on Blog Talk Radio, so definitely keep me in the loop on when that will start. Thank you all for listening and tuning in today. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen. Mwah. And I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is Fireflies from Jim Brickman's new CD. Definitely don't forget to check out the cruise, jimbrickmancruise.com. Definitely check that out. And go to his website. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Brickman. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Hope you have a good one with your families. And I look forward to being with you again next time. This is Fireflies.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at @jazz_queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.